Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Maybe you are guilty of this. I know I have been in the past. When we ask for feedback, do we want feedback or do we really want affirmation? That's a great question. Think about it. When you ask other people for feedback, do you want it or are you just seeking affirmation? The other day on Facebook, I won't say if it's a guy or a girl. We'll just say it's a girl. A girl was asking feedback for her book cover. Now, this book cover, people weighed in, by the way. This book cover was not good. I mean, it was clearly not good. And this person said that they wanted feedback. Now, because they were pretty open, pretty honest, people weighed in and essentially, people were kind, but they kind of ripped into this book cover. They said it looked like it was from the 1970s. It was not excellent or beautiful, these types of things. Now, I hope this lady makes adjustments. I hope this lady takes that feedback from the Facebook community and makes adjustments. But here's the problem. This person has a pattern of not taking advice. In other words, this person's track record shows that oftentimes she asks for feedback, especially related to this book project, but she's unwilling to make the necessary adjustments to make it a great book. Here's my point. If you're going to do something with a product or a service, if you're going to launch a book, do it the right way. It may cost you a little bit more time, a little bit more money, but I often tell people it's better to have no book at all than a bad book. Let me say that again. Better to have no book at all than a bad book or a poorly published, written, or marketed book. So, as you go through life, be on the lookout for people who are just seeking affirmation. And if so, save your breath. Don't be a truth teller because it's going to create sideways energy and it's going to create frustration. You're going to invest yourself in that other person's project only to have it fall on deaf ears. The second point would be you yourself, me, myself. If we are tempted to just want affirmation, we shouldn't ask because we all need truth tellers. We all need people who are going to call out our blind spots, as my friend Chet Scott often says. And as a result, let's be people that truly want feedback. It's a cliche, but it's been said before and it's worth reminding. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Share this with someone who needs feedback. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.